Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
New York is now the new U.S. epicenter for the coronavirus. Top health officials are now saying it's a high-risk area for the virus, and it could easily spread from there. They're now urging isolation for any recent travelers to the Big Apple. With more than half of the new U.S. cases emerging from that area, medical experts say if you've been to New York recently, you need to isolate yourself.
Everybody who was in New York should be self-quarantining for the next 14 days to ensure that the virus doesn't spread to others.
Dr. Deborah Birx says that guideline applies to everywhere in the city. Vice President Pence is urging those people in the city to avoid non-essential travel.
We have to deal with the New York City metropolitan area as a high-risk area.
Governor Andrew Cuomo is urging the government to help with medical equipment. This is USA Radio News.
If you're thinking about life insurance from low-cost term to business or estate coverage or perhaps a small policy to cover your final expenses, why spend more than you have to? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped hundreds of thousands of folks save a fortune on their life insurance by quickly comparing the rates, features, and financial strength of dozens of top-rated life insurance products right over the phone. Want some examples? A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy a $500,000 10-year level term policy for less than $45 a month. Oh, you say you're 60? No problem. Under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are available. Okay, so you might have some health problems, huh? Lots of us do, but the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find the best affordable policy. To find out how much you can save, call AccuQuote today. 877-439-8830. That's 877-439-8830. 877-439-8830. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
With New York becoming the American epicenter of the coronavirus outbreak, officials are urging anyone who has recently left the city to be self-quarantined for 14 days.
What we're seeing now is that, understandably, people want to get out of New York. They're going to Florida. They're going to Long Island. They're going to different places.
Dr. Anthony Fauci says about 1 in 1,000 people leaving New York may be carrying the virus with them.
That's about 8 to 10 times more than in other areas.
Vice President Mike Pence said the government had sent 2,000 ventilators to New York. 2,000 more are on the way. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said they were very close to making a deal. The news sparked investors with a big rally on Wall Street. The Dow closed up more than 2,100 points, which is a rise of 11%. The S&P 500 was up 210 points, and the NASDAQ was up 557. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You know, I've told you I get the best sleep of my life with my MyPillow, but I'm not the only one. Mark in Las Vegas told me the other day, we were talking on other business, he says he went to MyPillow.com, clicked on the radio listener special, and used the promo code USA. He got a great deal on a MyPillow, and he is enjoying his sleep now. You can too. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, and I promise you, you'll get the best sleep of your life, or you get your money back.
If you're starting to feel a bit stir-crazy being stuck home for so long, you're not alone. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has some advice on how to stay fit while in confinement.
With over 100 million Americans sheltering in place right now, lots of fitness trainers are stepping up and trying to keep everyone fit and active. Many personal trainers are launching virtual fitness classes on their social media platforms and helping to hold people accountable and keeping them active and busy during these times. Body by Jake, Jake Steinfeld, tells Fox News that you have to keep moving and keep your families healthy during this pandemic.
I was the first guy to do personal fitness training and made it an occupation, going to people's homes. And the reason why, you're the strongest you could be in your own environment. When you're in your own home, you're the king or queen of that castle. You don't have to worry about putting makeup on or putting on a great outfit to go out and work out. You're at home right now, household items, get the body moving, get the endorphins moving, get that energy, let's lose the stress.
A federal judge has denied a request by President Trump's former attorney, Michael Cohen, to reduce or modify his 3-year prison sentence. U.S. District Court Judge William Pauley shot down Cohen's request to reduce his 3-year sentence to 1 year or serve entirety at home confinement. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. Here's what our customers had to say.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
If you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, a CGM can help you. It's accurate, easy to use, and if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping of your new CGM, and we can bill Medicare for you.
Honestly, I had my doubts, but that new CGM is painless.
Call now. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Fresh and independent. This is Bill Martinez.
Checking the clock, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Yes, the one and only James Hurston, New York Times best-selling author and legal analyst, joins us now. And you know what we're talking about. Gosh, James, I mean, it wasn't that long ago we weren't talking coronavirus. We didn't even know how to spell coronavirus. We could care less about coronavirus. But now it is driving everything about the American way of life.
Yeah, we sure knew how to spell impeachment.
Yes.
We knew a lot about the Ukraine. We learned a lot about Vladimir Putin. We even learned about Stormy Daniels. But now it's all coronavirus coverage. And so much of this coverage is really irresponsible and shameful. It seems as though, and this is the natural tendency of the media to sensationalize stories, but there's an extra motive here. And so the lying, corrupt media that has sunk to these new levels of corruption, and particularly CNN, is just filled with garbage, which is doomsday, Cassandra, Chicken Little garbage. And they fail to report anything that's positive, and they try to minimize it. So, for example, when the president brought up this extremely promising drug cocktail that is this anti-malaria drug, is the key component.
Right. It's been around since what, the early 50s, latter 40s?
It's been around since the 30s. The Germans invented it in 1934.
Mm-hmm.
But it's primarily used for malaria.
Right.
But the president brings it up and says, you know, actually a beautiful statement. If it worked,
right,
it would be a gift from heaven.
Exactly.
It would be a gift from God. Let's pray to God that it does work. And this, I have to say, you know, some adjectives, so I'll say slimy.
Mm-hmm.
News reporter Peter Alexander from NBC News, he actually accuses the president of giving America a false sense of hope. So for them, any hope is false.
Yeah, that's right.
And the fact is, since Donald Trump mentioned it, now Governor Andrew Cuomo has embraced this drug and ordered tens of thousands of this drug, tens of thousands of the pills. In addition, Australia engaged in their own trials and found it 100% effective in a small group.
Mm-hmm.
France is engaged in a trial in Marseille,
right,
small group, and that was a study where they actually had a control group, and it was 70% effective there.
Yeah, but even before that, James, there was another one which really kicked this thing off there in France with Dr. Rault, Didier Rault. He, 100% of his patients that received a combination of HCQ and azithromycin tested negative and were virologically cured within 6 days of treatment.
That's exactly right. Now, right. You know, we're so celebrity-driven, so there's this Korean actor, producer named Daniel Dae Kim.
Right.
And he was in Lost, and he's got a really key role in Hawaii Five-0. He's producing a series right now, and a lot of, you know, people that watch TV know him.
Mm-hmm.
So he comes out on his Instagram page and says that there was a secret weapon after he got the coronavirus that cured him. Guess what it was? That same drug,
mm-hmm.
Hydroxychloroquine. And so, you know, this is, it's like the media tries their best to suppress truth and particularly here to suppress hope. And
right.
When that NBC News reporter, Peter Alexander, accused the president of giving people a false sense of hope, of course, that phrase echoed. That was in NBC News, so they reported it, and then MSNBC, CNN, ABC all jumped on it. And so this is the same thing you actually see with the numbers. The death rate or mortality rate of coronavirus continues to go down, unreported, because the World Health Organization, which is a corrupt, politicized group,
right.
misled the world by saying, at one point, they said it was a 4% death rate. Then they had 3.4%. The latest numbers from the CDC show the mortality rate at 1.2 and headed downward. If you draw a trend line, the mortality rate is headed downward. Now, we haven't had numbers for that long, but when we look at China and South Korea, mm-hmm. we've had numbers for 4 months. And so the University of Hong Kong did an extensive study using data from China, and they found that the World Health Organization's numbers were grossly inflated. They had it down to 1.4%. And what we're talking about then is that currently in the United States, according to the CDC, there are 33,000 cases with 400 cumulative deaths, 400.
Right.
Now, we have to have perspective because we have 327 million cases in this country.
People.
In this country.
Yes, right, exactly.
People.
Right,
and
yes.
So we've faced tuberculosis, we've faced HIV, we faced, obviously,
Ebola.
Swine flu,
mm-hmm.
12,000 deaths
right.
with the swine flu under Barack Obama with 60 million cases. So I just think it's one of these things where I think the only place to get unbiased factual numbers is the CDC, the Johns Hopkins website,
right.
has turned into a propaganda arm. We've known this for a long time that we have to get information and definitely corroborate it and find good sources.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously, the broadcast media has proven itself to be as irresponsible as the Democrat Party, which is hard to do.
Right. Well, and the thing is, let's go back to what you said about the World Health Organization. Remember, up until about the second week of February, James, they were spouting the talking points of the Chinese. And, you know, they really exposed themselves and lessened their credibility along the way. So, you know, we take them for what they're worth, which is very little, sadly, for all the money that we're putting into the WHO. And here it is. They give us this kind of information and follow the lead of China in trying to make us overly sensitive and racist because the president or anybody refers to the coronavirus as emanating from China. Well, it emanated from China. I don't understand what the problem is.
it did emanate from China, and China did engage in a campaign of hiding the facts from the world, and China understated the threat and didn't share information with the world, and all of that led to, and there's a study that shows that we would have had 95% less cases. That's a very big number.
No, that's huge. We got to go to break right now. We'll be back and have more with James Herson after this.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Dan Perkins with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. Do you remember where you were on February 23rd, 1945? A bunch of Marines were lifting a flag on Iwo Jima. The battle lasted 36 days, killing 5,931 Marines. Additionally, 209 Navy corpsmen and surgeons assigned to the Marines died, as well as soldiers, sailors, and airmen from other units. More than 110,000 Marines, sailors, soldiers, and airmen served, with more than 26,000 killed or wounded. So here's your veteran's tip of the day. As you walk by an American flag, stop for a moment and think of the tens of thousands of soldiers and sailors, airmen and Marines who were killed or wounded in those days in February of 1945. You will be better for thinking of them. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
Is immune support on your mind these days? Quantum Nutrition Labs is here to help. While supplies last, a wide variety of high-quality, immune-focused supplements are 20% off, including vitamin C, zinc, and vitamin D3. Now is a great time to stock up on the items you'll want to keep on hand, ready to use when you need them. Call 888-588-7578 to speak with our highly trained nutritional consultants. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's qnlabs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
Someone once said, live free or die. Right? Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. 5 days a week, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, Monday through Friday. Bill Martinez here. James Herson, yes, the one and only New York Times best-selling author, legal professor, is with us. James, to go back and recount Kim, the actor Kim, like you said, known best known for his roles in Lost and Hawaii Five-O, who is now producing the TV series The Good Doctor, anecdotally shared his particular experience with the coronavirus. He says his own doctor prescribed him a drug cocktail that consisted of the antiviral medicine Tamiflu, a bacterial antibiotic, azithromycin, a lung disease inhaler treatment, glycopyrrolate, and the antimalarial drug hydroxychloroquine, which, you know, the president brought up and, you know, people got excited about and hopeful because of all these other treatments that even Dr. Fauci initially said it was anecdotal. But no, I mean, these are actually being, you know, tested. It's been a drug that's been in the market, as you said, I think legally here in the United States, at least till the latter 40s, if not the early 50s, that hydroxychloroquine has been available. So we have some evidence, and as Donald Trump has become famous in saying, what the hell do we got to lose? People are dying.
Exactly. And look, this false hope narrative that the media is peddling, obviously they don't say it about Andrew Cuomo, who's starting the trials. Actually, they've started. He's going ahead, and the thing that they're doing, and I use the term Daniel Kim rightly used, cocktail. Mm-hmm. So what they do is they're combining the hydroxychloroquine, which is the malaria drug, with either an antibacterial drug, which is the brand name is Zithromax. Mm-hmm. It's also known as azithromycin. Or they're combining it, as they did in Australia, with an anti-HIV medication, which the brand name is Kaletra, and people, the generic name is Ritonavir. Mm-hmm. And they combined that, and it's the success rate in Australia was 100%. Mm-hmm. And so here's where the trials started in New York State. The drug is being distributed throughout the country thanks to President Trump. And in Australia, it's been distributed right now to 50 hospitals throughout their nation. Hmm. So this idea that somehow, you know, this is something unscientific and our non-science president just pulled something out of his butt and started talking, which comes from the media,
right,
is proven false. And Daniel Kim is not the only person. There's a guy in L.A. who was on his freaking deathbed.
Right.
And his family heard about the drug. His life is saved. Mm-hmm. And his doctors and he say it's from the drug. There's a nurse who also has gone online. She had all hope lost. And these are people that were part of the 1% mortality rate because they had lost respiratory capability and they were starting to shut down.
Mm-hmm.
And
exactly.
This drug turned them around. And so this is a situation. We have exigent circumstances. And so the president said to the FDA, which has already approved this drug, not only for malaria, for other uses, get off your butts, fast track this thing, get the trial streamlined and get it out there. Other governors follow the lead of Cuomo and bring these pills. By the way, there's an Israeli firm that donated 6 million pills, and Bayer Aspirin donated 3 million of the hydroxychloroquine. These terrible corporations, you know.
Right.
All I see is these supposed terrible corporations that Bernie Sanders and the Democrats rail against. I see them standing up and being corporate citizens of this country, very much like they did in the World War II effort.
Exactly. James, you know, to your earlier point, the New York Post is reporting a Florida man with coronavirus says the drug touted by Trump saved his life. And right across the way from this tweet that was out by the New York Post is an ad for hydroxychloroquine, just to give you an idea of the cost, $21 for 200 milligram tablet. This is available with free shipping. Obviously, you probably need a prescription from a doctor to access this. But this is just to explain to you. I mean, you got life or death or $21. Are you picking kidding me?
Yeah, of course. And so, and I'm sure, you know, obviously we have a vaccine development that takes a bit longer. And we have other remedies being used in trials that have also shown promise, including the anti-HIV drug that I mentioned.
Right.
So it's, I think that the president, and I think the public knows this because a poll came out asking what people thought of the president's leadership on the coronavirus, and this was a mainstream media source, and even with their normal manipulation and rotten polling and push polling, Trump came out with 55% versus 39%, 55% approval, which sent all kinds of anxiety through the Democratic Party because they're actually hoping for a depression. They're hoping
right.
for a crash of everything.
Yeah,
they want to shut down our society.
Sure. Right.
And to that end, a very important tweet came out, all in capital letters from the president, saying this 15-day period, when we get past it, we're going to take a look at where we're going to go because, as he said, we can't make the cure worse than the problem.
Exactly.
And that's what a lot of people are concerned about. And there's a lot of epidemiologists who say keeping working people away from their jobs is not necessarily the best approach.
Mm-hmm. Well, this 15-day period will help us analyze that and deal with some more data that I think is important in coming to that conclusion. James, you know, that polling evidence that you just referred to, this is like within a week, it turned around. I mean, there was a 10-point swing within a week, evidence of what you were saying earlier about the American people getting it, and they're seeing Donald Trump as being the needed leader at this time in calming people down and putting the right people in charge, allowing Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx and Vice President Pence to lead the way to come up with the kind of solutions and the data-driven, evidence-driven report and solutions that we need to get ahead of this problem.
Yeah, that poll, by the way, was an ABC News
Ipsos
poll,
right.
a friend of the president. So I would suggest the real number's much higher, probably at least 10 points higher. It's probably in the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
But the interesting thing is Trump is a natural optimist. He is a positive force. That's the only way that he could succeed the way he has in the business world. So it's wonderful to have Trump oppose the guy who says he's a science guy, and I'm sure he's been around, but who's negative, and that's Fauci. Dr.
Yes.
Fauci makes me grouchy. You know, so I need a President Trump after listening to Dr. Fauci. I need a President Trump. And I understand, you know, that people
science geeks do that to us, James. You know, this is why we need to be around people that give us some hope and excitement, because the science geeks, that's all they know. That's the language. That's the world they try. We need them, you know, but we need them as part of the recipe, not to be the dominant ingredient. I agree.
But the worst, of course, are the media who will not support and report anything that's hopeful or positive, because it they love this narrative.
Oh, without a doubt.
They want this narrative to just keep on keeping on.
Well, because they get to be in charge of the headlines. It's been a while since they've had the headlines. Right now, they're driving the headlines for what it's worth. But look at the American voters. They're taking note, and we'll see what happens in November of this year. He's the New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor, James Hurston, right here. Thank you, James.
Maybe you could relate to this. A lot of people think they're stuck with their health plan. It costs too much, or for whatever reason, they just don't like it. The great news, you are not stuck with it. There is a choice. It's called MediShare, and you could save so much. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Major difference maker. This is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And just to give you a little more info about MediShare, it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's worked beautifully for 26 years, has more than 400,000 members, and they've shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So yes, they can help share your needs too. So you're not stuck. There's an excellent alternative. Whether you're single or married, you got a family, MediShare is super flexible. You can choose an option that works for you and start saving lots of money. You can join anytime. They're great to talk to. No pressure. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
New York is now the new U.S. epicenter for the coronavirus. Top health officials are now saying it's a high-risk area for the virus, and it could easily spread from there. They're now urging isolation for any recent travelers to the Big Apple. With more than half of the new U.S. cases emerging from that area, medical experts say if you've been to New York recently, you need to isolate yourself.
Everybody who was in New York should be self-quarantining for the next 14 days to ensure that the virus doesn't spread to others.
Dr. Deborah Birx says that guideline applies to everywhere in the city. Vice President Pence is urging those people in the city to avoid non-essential travel.
We have to deal with the New York City metropolitan area as a high-risk area.
Governor Andrew Cuomo is urging the government to help with medical equipment. This is USA Radio News.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
America, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, and we've got the professor in the house, the one and only Alan Dershowitz, New York Times bestselling author. His latest book, Guilt by Accusation, The Challenge of Proving Innocence in the Age of the Hashtag MeToo. Alan Dershowitz, welcome as always, and congratulations on the book. You call him as you see him.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it, and I hope everybody out there is safe and staying away from other people, and
right,
let's try to beat this virus.
Well, we've got some encouraging news. I'd heard about it earlier in the week with these drugs that happen to be on our shelves right now that treat rheumatoid arthritis, and I'd gotten some information from a friend from overseas and said that there was this doctor in France that had been working with this medicine and that he did a trial of 60 patients and got 100% on the coronavirus.
Well, let's hope that's true, but let's not elevate hope over reality. We have to
exactly
make sure we follow the science, and there'll be a lot of claims during this crisis. Hopefully some of them will be true, but some of them will be untrue. I wrote a piece yesterday for Newsmax in which I talked about how important it is for the information that comes out to be credible. We now know that some of the information that came out about masks wasn't particularly credible. Some of the information about whether or not the virus is airborne or not wasn't particularly credible. So we have to be very careful about making sure that we rely on credible, fact-based information. This is not a time for speculation, although
exactly. You know,
speculation sometimes can lead to great innovations. So
no, I agree.
Cautious but yeah. optimistic.
Well, I agree, and I think that what the president did in appointing the vice president to be in charge of this task force to take this on, this pandemic, and, you know, Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx have been voices of reason and science to bring some calm, you know, to the crisis.
Well, Dr. Fauci, of course, has had a reputation for literally decades on this issue, and I really trust and rely on what he has to say, and I think the most important thing is to depoliticize it and to make sure that we are science-driven and fact-driven and that we don't waste time trying to demonize each other.
Exactly.
I see it happening in this country, in Israel, where Netanyahu took on the issue very directly, very quickly. He's being blamed for doing too much. And President Trump is being blamed for doing too little. You know, if you don't like somebody, you can easily find fault in anything they do during a crisis. This is a time for everybody to be united and to focus on the science of this and to take whatever steps we can take to minimize contagion.
Well, I will say this, Professor. I was concerned because, if you remember, going into 9/11, the country wasn't quite so partisan. I mean,
That's right.
Wasn't to say that it was, you know, 100% clean. It wasn't, but it wasn't certainly compared to what it is today. And I was wondering if America was going to be able to come together. But I got to tell you, the stories I'm hearing across the country, except for, you know, some rogue millennials that think that they deserve to be on spring break. But then, interestingly enough, what Dr. Birx reported today is that the millennials, who up to now thought they were bulletproof because it was going to be their grandparents or parents that were going to be vulnerable to this coronavirus, you actually got more millennials right now in hospitals with coronavirus than you do people over 60 years of age.
Yeah, no, I was very worried about that because, you know, I have two grandchildren. They're both in medical school, so I'm not worried about them partying. But they're in an age range where I think many people thought they would be not vulnerable to this. And now, of course, it turns out that no matter how old you are, you're vulnerable, and everybody ought to take adequate precautions and you know, be skeptical about the data you hear, because so much of it is been proved to be not necessarily wrong, but either overstated or understated. So be careful.
You know, we're still in a political environment, campaign season being what it is. And, of course, the Chinese are, you know, out there on a disinformation campaign, clearly. I mean, to the point that they're saying that they're on the other side of this, and you don't know to believe them.
Well, you just don't know whether to believe them or the Iranians. Look at what's happening in Italy, a country that you can believe and trust, and they're going through an absolute disaster. This is the greatest crisis faced by America, I think, since the Civil War. I think it's greater than the Second World War. The Second World War, we were never really at risk. Yeah, the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor, but there was never a realistic possibility that the Japanese or the Germans would come to America and do what they did to Europe.
Yes.
Here, every person is at risk, and it's a time for very important coming together and leadership and depoliticizing and trying to fight this thing with every resource we have. I think we need a Manhattan Project
in
which
I agree.
We bring together all the greatest scientists in the country to start with and perhaps in the world. Just like they invented an atomic bomb, they can come up with a virus, a vaccine, or some kind of amelioration for this, but they have to be given the resources and the credibility to do it.
And also in the elimination of regulations. I think some of the moves the president's made in terms of allowing doctors to treat over state lines, getting some of these regulations out of the way so where we could
I'm working now on trying to extend the visas of doctors who are in the United States from other countries and want to stay here and help us. But their visas have expired. They have to go back to Canada or other places. And I'm trying to get the visas extended for people who can help perform invaluable medical resources. I think we also have to turned factories into ventilator manufacturers. Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know, Ford didn't produce any cars between 42 and 45 to speak of. They were producing airplanes.
Yeah.
And we have to make sure that we have all the right priorities. It's not going to be easy to do, but we have to all be in this thing together.
Well, as you say, like World War II, the country coming together with their assets to bear against the challenge. You've got, what was it, Carnival Cruises saying, look, we got boats, we got beds. I mean, if you need them, we can put the boats in areas
Absolutely.
That you can conserve.
Yep.
That's awesome. And then there's also, I think it was General Motors that was going to be offline for a couple of weeks due to the virus. But they said, hey, look, we can keep our people to work if we have them working, you know, to your point, working on developing ventilators.
Look, I completely agree. I know some of the people who run Carnival Cruises. They're very charitable people. And I think profit has to be put secondary. They have to be incentives. But
yes.
Today, the profits have to be made secondary. And we have to turn a lot of institutions into hospitals. Students are now no longer in universities. We can use dorm rooms for hospitals. We can use armories. We can use stadiums. Anything we need to house people and give them beds. And you know, the real problem is going to be intensive care and
right.
ventilators, because you can't just create those on the spot. But where there's a will, you know, we're a great country. We're an innovative country, and we're a country because we're market driven. Has developed some of the most innovative pharmacological responses, and we have to continue to do so. I have a friend who's now working on the virus. He helped stop the spread of Ebola, and now he's working on this, and he's made it clear he's not doing it for profit. He's doing
right.
it because it's the right thing to do, and we all have to do that.
Well,
I'm doing a lot of pro bono work now on behalf of elderly prisoners who are at great risk and should be sent home to finish their service of their sentences
their sentence.
At home if they're not violent, and so as not to spread the virus in prisons and other institutions of total confinement.
It is interesting that even consideration for something like this, Professor, that this is all being considered, because these are all, this is part and parcel of all the dominoes on the table that could potentially
sure.
be knocked over, right?
Yeah. Yeah. But we don't know what we don't know. That's the mm-hmm. problem. We don't know how bad this could become, and we have to always assume the worst case scenario. We can't be Pollyannas. Oh, on the other hand, we can't be spreading false rumors of disaster. We have to be realists who always look to the possibility of a worst case scenario and make sure we're prepared for it.
We've got to go to break. We've got more from Professor Alan Dershowitz after this.
Now that mortgage rates are at all-time lows, the question is, what are you waiting for? Say goodbye to those high mortgage payments and high interest rates on your credit cards.
Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman. And no waste of time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates ever. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068.
Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
Back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Professor Alan Dershowitz continues with us, author of the book Guilt by Accusation, The Challenge of Proving Innocence in the Age of the Hashtag Me Too Movement. Professor, this has really gotten traction. I mean, what you wrote in this book is causing people to take an important pause and to consider what we have done to our culture by allowing, you know, the hashtag Me Too movement to run a bit amok.
Right, and it can affect not only men who are falsely accused. There's a very interesting story in the Times online today about a woman who was up for a job teaching at the University of Michigan, and suddenly the school got all kinds of emails from women claiming they were harassed by this gay professor. Well, it turns out that the emails were all fake, sent by a man who was competing with her for the job.
Oh.
And, you know, for a year, practically, she was held back and couldn't get the job, and all kinds of problems ensued, and she was being investigated under Title This and Title That. And in the end, she was lucky to be able, by tracing emails and doing all kinds of forensic investigation, to prove that there was no such person as the woman that was allegedly accusing her. But the university conducted an investigation based on an anonymous complaint by a non-existent person.
Wow.
And they presumed her guilty because that's what has happened today. Look, I support the good parts of the Me Too movement,
mm-hmm.
women who have been abused or victimized. But in my case, the woman, I never met her. She
yes.
made up the whole story out of whole cloth. We discovered emails in which she admits she never met me. She claims she saw me once but never met me. We have our own narrative statement written in which she admits she never met me. Her own lawyer on tape said she's wrong, simply wrong. She never met me. And yet people still believe these stories. And so I decided, since I have nothing to hide, I have not, since the day this woman came on the scene, I have touched in a sexual way one woman in my life, my wife. I've done nothing wrong. 50 years at Harvard, never accused of doing anything. So because I have nothing to hide, I wrote the book.
Right.
And I hope people will read it and come to their own conclusions and be able to assess the pros and cons of the Me Too movement in a relevant way. You can now get it online, by the way, at Kindle for $1.98. So if you don't want to spend the $15 or so to get it in hardcover, $1.98. Just right. It's a very quick read, please. I hope people who are confined will read it and let me have their reactions to it.
Well, I got to tell you, my takeaway, Professor, from it was the way you had confidently sat in the truth. In fact, I've used that example. I said, you sat in the truth. When you know the truth, you can stay seated in it. You don't need to jump up and down and get excited and change stories. You just are confident no matter what. I saw this as your example. I saw it with the president. I've seen it with other people. And that's my encouragement to people is that this is the power of the truth. The truth cannot be dissuaded. But you got to know that you know.
Yeah, no, I've told my lawyers I have nothing to hide. Let them disclose anything they want. The more that's disclosed, the more it'll be seen that this is a woman who made up a story about me for money. We now discover she's made up stories about dozens of other people for money, too. She has a long history. And yet, television, Netflix is doing a story on her in which they're asserting her credibility, the BBC in England, because she also accused Prince Andrew is vouching for her credibility, and nobody is putting forward the evidence, the hard evidence of her long history of lying about prominent people. Look, she made up stories not only about me, but about Ehud Barak, about George Mitchell, about Bill Richardson, about Leslie Wexner, just a whole bunch of people. She went through a Rolodex and found the names of prominent people and just made up stories about them. So I hope she'll be investigated. And I hope that appropriate punishment will be accorded to her because she has committed perjury over and over and over again.
Well, if not, people do that which they get rewarded for. I mean, that's human nature. And right now,
she's made millions of dollars already on these false accusations.
Amazing.
And more is coming. Yeah.
How much have the attorneys made with her?
A lot. The attorneys are really behind this, and it's really their fault. They, I mean, I think they should be investigated for subornation of perjury to see whether they encouraged her to make up stories. In my case, she had never accused me until she met her lawyers. And as soon as she met her lawyers, she remembered that, 15 years earlier, she had met with me on 7 different occasions, all of which I can prove by my records.
Right.
Couldn't have happened. But the lawyers were behind this, and they have to be looked into as well.
Well, that's like this. What happened with Kavanaugh during the hearings, Professor?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, he was drugged by accusation, drugged through the dirt and the muck and mire. And you know, fortunately, I mean, here's a Boy Scout, an Eagle Scout who kept incredible calendars of appointments and
right.
stuff like that.
The same thing.
Barring that, what do you have? But meanwhile, she gets away with it. She gets away with it, and her attorney as well, that later on admits they caught her on video, and you go, okay, when is there going to be justice, for, I think her name was Deborah Kerr, wasn't it?
Yeah, but then there's the other attorney as well, Michael Avenatti.
Yes.
Came forward with another woman who apparently never met Kavanaugh, and apparently the whole story was made up, and of course now Avenatti's in prison where he belongs for having contributed to making up false stories about a distinguished justice of the United States Supreme Court. Where does it stop?
Exactly. Well, I know for you another issue has been, and several people who knew I was going to talk to you today said, ask him what's happening with the CNN lawsuit. Is that going to come down or not?
I'm not sure. I'm very ambivalent about it. On the one hand, what they did is they simply doctored the tape. It's as if I had said, this is what I don't believe. Now, be clear. I don't believe this. I don't believe a president can do anything to get reelected. I simply don't believe that. And they took out the I don't believes and just had me on television saying a president can do anything to get reelected.
Right.
That's what they did. They tampered with the tape. They doctored the tape. They edited it. And I should sue them. But, I'm a First Amendment absolutist. I worry about the implications for freedom of speech, so I'm thinking seriously about it. I'm thrilled that Linda Feinstein, who was maligned by Netflix in that movie about the Central Park rape, is suing. I think people have to be held to account.
Exactly. Well, CNN may be a little light in their pocket anyway because they had to pay that young man, $250 million. So
I hope so. She deserved every penny of it. Look, CNN has been utterly irresponsible in its reporting, and of course they banned me from being on the station once I criticize them. You can't criticize CNN and be on CNN because they don't want their viewers to hear all sides of the story.
Right. Well, we've known what they have done time and again, whether or not it was with you or, you know, with my friend Steve Cortez, who was, you know, he was a punching bag on CNN for conservatism every night. I kept saying, Steve, how are you handling this? And he said, well, it just, I just feel that that's my job right now, and until it wasn't his job anymore. And now he's hosting his own radio show out of Chicago.
Good. Wish him luck. Good.
Right, exactly. Well, you know, you also commented on that all civil libertarians, this is what you tweeted, who care about nonpartisan justice should support a new trial for Roger Stone. Tell us about
Absolutely.
That. We've got
Absolutely.
About 3 minutes left. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Roger Stone has been a victim of selective prosecution and prosecutorial overreaching. And now a juror who it turned out should never have been allowed to serve on that jury. So I hope he'll get a new trial. I don't know him. I have no brief for him personally. We come from different sides of the political spectrum. But I believe in justice, whether it's for my friends or my enemies. And I think that he needs to have a trial where you have 12 jurors, none of whom have a predisposition toward convicting. And this juror not only had a predisposition toward convicting, but a predisposition toward loving the prosecutors and thinking that, you know, they've done a great job and how could they ever have falsely accused somebody. So I think there's no possibility he could have gotten a fair trial. And I think any responsible judge should throw out the conviction and allow him to be retried, perhaps in a different district, but certainly in front of different jurors.
Well, it goes back to what I think Martin Luther King said, you know, if it's not justice for all, it's not justice at all. And,
right.
You know, to your point, and that's what fairness is all about, and that's what Americans want to see out of our justice system. You mentioned the judge. I mean, the judge basically covered her six, and I don't understand how the judge could be a participant in this this biased perspective.
Well, I hope if there is a new trial, it would be before a different judge, perhaps in a different district, and certainly different jurors. And then you should have a fair trial and let the chips fall where they may. Nobody's entitled to extra special consideration just because they're a friend of the president, but they should not be discriminated against in sentencing or in jury selection just because they're a friend of the president. So I think it has to be equal justice for all, and we're not seeing that. And, you know, I wish you were right that all Americans want equal justice for all. I think so many people want equal justice for me, but not for thee.
Mm-hmm.
And they're perfectly happy to see unequal justice accorded to their political enemies. I see that among many of my liberal friends.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they want equal justice for selective people, but they don't want it for the President of the United States or for people who are close to him. I'm a liberal Democrat. I voted for Hillary mm-hmm. Clinton. But I thought that the impeachment of the president on grounds of abuse of power was a violation of the Constitution. And I'm going to stand up and say that no matter how many friends it loses me. And believe me, it's lost me a lot of friends.
I bet. Well, Professor, I understand where you're coming from in terms of the perspective, because I run into that as well. It's just my optimistic mindset. My father used to say that I was the most optimistic of all his sons. And that's my vision for people, is that hopefully they don't have to fall off the roof to realize that, you know, the gravity still exists. Well, make sure you get your hands on his book. It's available at our website.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.